We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Cheskas Metaltelin, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Yud Gimel. This halacha is based on Torah Ayin, where Rabbein Zal speaks about the Koyach HaMoshech and the Koyach HaMachriach. And Rav Nilson Zal is going to continue adding some finishing touches on that topic. Ve'ikar Chet Odom Rishon Hoyo Al Yidei Ho'achila. The main pigam of Odom Rishon involved eating. She'ochal me'eitz hadas toivora. He ate from the tree that Hashem told him not to, the tree that had good and bad together. Ki al yidei ho'achilo nimshach chiyus Odom. Because through eating, a person draws life. Ve'ikar hachiyus hu chibur hanefesh vaguf. And life means life is dependent on the union between the soul and the body. Shehein b'china shnei hafochim kayadua, which are two opposites, as is known. Kihein b'b'chinas koyach ha-moshech v'koyach ha-machriach kanal. They are an example of koyach ha-moshech, koyach ha-machriach. The body, the soul is koyach ha-moshech. It's yearning and drawing itself to Hashem, to the Torah, to tzadikim. It comes from the highest spiritual place, and the body, the guf, comes from Adama, from earth, from dirt. It comes from the lowest place, and it's drawn naturally to earthliness, to gashmius. Validei huachilo nimshach chius umischabrim, and through eating injects life into both of them, and they unite. V'alkein yesh b'ho'achilo shnei b'chinois. And this is why in eating, there's two ways. Ki achilas ha-tzadik hurak b'shvil ha-nefesh. When a tzadik eats, his intention, his focus is the soul. Dahainu shebachilosoi mekayim ha-nefesh baguf. He knows that through eating, that's what allows the soul to live inside the body. So that the soul will do what it needs to do, and the soul will be able to bring the body along with it. That the body will also be drawn to Hashem. And this will be a way of converting the koyach hamachriach, the body, into koyach hamoshech, making it a soul. A person makes brachas using his mouth, using his body. He mentions Hashem's name before he eats, after he eats. He speaks divrei Torah during the meal. All of this is taking a bodily function, the gashmius, the eating, and elevating it, making it into a spiritual thing. V'zeh b'chinas tzadik oichel l'soiva nafshoi. And this is what the pasuk says, that a tzadik eats to satisfy his nefesh, the soul, to take care of the soul. That's his main focus. V'ze ikar hachius b'emes. And that's also real living. Ki ikar hachius, kishezoichen liyas nimshach tomid achasharim acharashim izborach v'toirosoi v'tzadiko, sheheim ikar hachayim. Because true living, the definition of living, we know there's two terms in English. There's to exist, and then there's to live. The term living is a much higher level term. And here, Rav Nosson Zal, this is one of the places where Rav Nosson Zal says, let's define what living means. That real living is when a person is always drawn to Hashem, to the Torah, and the Tzadikim, because they are life. They are real life. Kama Shekosav, as the Pasuk says about the Torah, ki hu chayecha. This is your life. And the tzaddik is called Chai Chei Ho'ilomim, and Hashem is called Chai Hachayim. Avol HaRishoim, whereas the Rishoim, Achilosom B'Shvil HaGuf Levad. Their eating is purely a physical, materialistic operation. For the body, their only interest is in the bodily pleasure and providing for the body. V'oz al yidei achilosom mizgaber koyach hamachriach al koyach hamoshech. Through that kind of eating, whenever they eat, they're strengthening the koyach hamachriach over the koyach hamoshech. ועל כן נפסק ונחסר החיוס על ידי אכילוסם. And therefore, through their eating, they block and they diminish the living, the life of the person. כי עיקר החיוס על ידי כוח המושך, because the real life of a person comes from the koyach hamoshech, shemamshech hachius mehashem yizborach, which draws energy and life from Hashem. Umeacha shehorishoim al yidei achilosam magbirim koyach hamachriach al koyach hamoshech, and once we see that the Rishoim, through their eating, they're not getting closer to Hashem in any way. They're not acknowledging Hashem whatsoever. They don't even acknowledge that the food is Hashem's food that they're eating. It's purely me and I, and the eating is for the body. So their eating is strengthening the koyach hamachriach against over the koyach hamoshech. Al kein nifsak v'nechsar hachius al yidei achilosam. Therefore, their eating interrupts and stops and decreases the chiyus, the life. V'ze b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says in Mishlei chapter 13, u'beten rishoim techsar. The stomach of rishoim is lacking, is always lacking, never full, never satisfied. We said by the tzaddik, it said tzaddik oichel l'soiva nafshoi. By the tzaddik, there's sova, there's fulfillment, there's satiation, there's a fullness. And by the Rosha, it's always choser. Why? Ki kol ma she'oichlem yoiser, nechsar lohem be'emes hachiyus be'yoiser. Because the more they eat, the less life they have. The less energy, holy energy, positive energy. Because as a result of their eating, they're constantly weakening the koyach hamoshech, the holy koyach, which is the place from which a person draws true life. And this is why also the famous statement in the Gemara, Rishoim bechayehem kruyemesim, that Rishoim, when they're physically living, they're called dead. Because again, the term life in Judaism is a very high level term. Life is associated with Hashem, Torah, Tzaddik, Mit. That's called life. That's called living. And this will also help us understand exactly what the eating of the Eitz Hadas was. Shenemar boy, Hashem said about eating from the Eitz Hadas, ki beyoim acholcha mimenu mois tomus. On the day that you eat from that tree, you're going to die. That kind of eating is not defined as living, it's defined as death. Ki achilo shel isur, bechinas achilat Eitz Hadas toivora, hu ascholah samisa. Because eating, which is forbidden, like the Eitz Hadas, that's the beginning of death. Because through that kind of eating, you're strengthening the opposing force, the koyach hamachriach, hamafsik venechlosh koyach hamoshech, which weakens and breaks off the koyach hamoshech, shemishom ikar achiyus kanal, which is where a person draws his true life from. V'alkein osur liYisrael lecho elechem mitvua chadosho ad sheyikrav ha'omer. Now Rav Nosson Zal ties this back to what we spoke about earlier, the Korban Omer, that a Jew is not allowed to eat from the new crop of grain until they first bring that Korban Omer, a certain measure of barley, on the second day of Pesach. Ki lechem ikar achilas odom, because bread is the main food of a person. There's a pasuk v'lechem levav enosh yisod, that bread is what satiates the heart. V'asurim lochloi ad shemakrivim ho'imer soirim, and we're forbidden to eat bread, which comes from these grains, until we first bring this measure of barley. Shaydeze mamtikin koyach hamachriach b'shoroshoi, because as we saw a few pages earlier, this Oimer Soirim is mamtik the koyach hamachriach, at its source. So'ira is din, it's menatzpach, those end letters, which represents midas adin, which is the koyach hamachriach. Ad shenishapech l'koyach hamoshech kanal. And by correcting, by fixing the koyach hamachriach, we can fix it up to such a point where the koyach hamachriach can be converted into koyach hamoshech. Vo'oz daiko hutar halechem l'achilas Yisrael. And once we fixed the koyach hamachriach completely, now the bread becomes permissible, the bread from the new crop. Ki oz ho'achila b'gdusha. Because from that point on, the eating is a holy eating. Bebechinas tzadik oichel esoiva nafshoi, like we mentioned before, an eating that improves the soul. Dahainu shezoichen al yedei achila shegam haguf shubchinas koyach hamachriach yishapech lebchinas hanefesh shubchinas koyach hamoshech. Through this kind of eating, a person can achieve that the body, which is koyach hamachriach, should become soul, which is koyach hamoshech. The body should be elevated to such a level. Ki achilas Yisrael tzricho lihiyos bebchinas zois, because a Jew's eating is supposed to be like this, like what we just described, where the eating elevates the body to the level of the soul. It picks up the body, it injects life into the body. Shezeh ikar hachius be'emes. This is real living. This is real life. Paragraph Yudalid. And this is what's meant in the pasuk in Tehillim chapter 40, where it says, "Lasois retzoincho Elokai chafotzti, Hashem, I want, my desire is to fulfill your will, v'soirascho besoich meoi, and I have your Torah inside my intestines." Upirish Rashi, Rashi Hakodesh says, "Kol ma'acholi al picho." All of my eating is based on your instruction, Hashem, on your command, on what you say. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Lasois retzoincho Elokai chofotzti. These words, Hashem, I want to do what you want me to do. Ze bechinas koyach hamoshech. That's a display of koyach hamoshech. Shani chofetz u'mishtoikek v'nimshach tomid eilecho. That I'm always yearning and drawn to you, Hashem. La'aseis ritzoincha, to fulfill your will. V'zeh, and how do I accomplish that? Al yidei v'soiroscho b'soich me'ai. By having your Torah in my digestive system. Meaning, al yidei shekol ma'acholi al picha. Through the fact that all of my eating is based on your words, Hashem, meaning, Kalidei sheYisrael makedishim achilosom al pi haTorah, because by Jews sanctifying their eating based on the Torah, I don't eat before Shacharis in the morning. Right after Shacharis, I eat past Shacharis because the Gemara says that it's healthy and it's good for the brain, and I make sure the bread is kosher, the kosher ingredients and everything, and I wash my hands first, then I make a bracha before, and I'm careful to eat the right amount, not too much, not too little, just enough to make the after, for the after bracha, not enough to be full, so that I can say my stomach is bursting when I get up from the table, and I make the birchas hamozain, and I'm careful with dairy and meat. Every move I make, every thought, every word, every action that revolves around the eating has Torah in it. So through that kind of eating, through that, a person has the ability to convert the koyach hamachriach, the body, the food, the gashmias food, to turn it into koyach hamoshech, at sheheim nimshochim l'Hashem Yisborach beguf v'nefesh, to the point where such people are drawn to Hashem, body and soul. Lasois retzoinoi tomid, to always fulfill the will of Hashem, bechinas, as it says there, lasois retzoincho Elokai chofotzti. Hashem, I want, you want to know what I want? I want what you want. I want to fulfill your will. That's my only desire. How do I get to that madrega? By eating like a Jew. I'm not eating cereal, not eating Cocoa Puffs. I'm eating the word of Hashem. Everything I eat, there's Torah in it, beginning, before, after, and during. Now, Rav Nosson Zal answers an interesting question in the next paragraph, paragraph Tesvov. V'zeh bechinas, and with this we'll understand a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, where the pasuk says, Moshcheni, Hashem, draw me close to you, acharecho norutza, we will run after you, we will chase after you. Moshcheni loshen yochid. That opening word, Moshcheni, is singular. Draw me close to you. Norutza, loshen rabim. Norutza is anachnu. We will chase after you. Hainu. What this means is, kayidei b'chinas koyach ha-moshech, shemeir milamalo benefesh odom, through this koyach ha-moshech that shines from above, from heaven, into the soul of a person, through that, the soul is constantly drawn to Hashem. However, the body, which is coming from the opposite direction, from the opposite place, the body which is koyach hamachriach, which wants to block that movement towards Hashem. Aval ho'ikar she'yamoid ho'odom b'melchama zois. The main mission of a Jew in this world is to stand up to this battle ad she'yagbir ha'koyach ha'moshech al koyach ha'machriach, to the point where the koyach ha'moshech will take control over the koyach ha'machriach ad she'gam ha'guf yosis ke'gibor loret zoirach, to the point where the body also will rejoice running towards Hashem. And will be drawn to Hashem also. V'sehu, this is what the pasuk means when it says Moshcheni, draw me close to you, loshen yochid, ki ikar koyach hamoshech milamalo hu meir rak banefesh. Because this light called koyach hamoshech, which comes down from above, where does it come? Where does it beam to? It beams into the soul, into the nefesh. אבל אנחנו מזגברים להפוך גם הגוף שבכנס כוח מכריח לבכנס כוח המושך. However, we work on ourselves to try to convert the body, to make the body into soul, to turn the כוח המכריח into כוח המושך. וזהו אחריך נורוצה. We will run after you, Hashem. לושן רבים, plural. היינו שאנחנו נורוצה אחריך בשני הכוחות יחד. Hashem, we will run after you with both energies, bekoyach hamachriach vekoyach hamoshech, beguf hanefesh, with body and soul. I go to shul, I don't tell my, the body says, what are you, nuts, going out there? Stay, sleep another hour, what do you need the shul? You'll daven at home in 5-10 minutes, in shul it's a whole long production, and you got to walk there, and who knows if they'll have a minyan, and it might even rain outside, it might snow, who knows? Just take it slow. Just relax. The soul says, see you later, buddy. I'm out of here. The soul goes. And again, if the person is physically living, the soul grabs the body and says, hey, buddy, you ain't staying here. You're coming with me. And schleps the body out of bed. And the soul, with its nuclear energies, pulling the body, dragging the body into shul, to daven, etc., etc. They're going together. So again, the soul is making the body into, converting the body, bringing the body along for the ride. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'yohavtos Hashem alekecho b'chol levavcha. You will love Hashem with your entire heart. It doesn't say b'chol libcha. In Hebrew, it could have said b'chol libcha, with your heart. It says b'chol levavcha. The Gemara says b'shnei yetzarecha, with both yetzers, the yetzer tov and the yetzer hara. Love Hashem with your yetzer hara. Ki ze ikar habechira v'hanisoyon shel hodom. Because this is the main choice and that a person has to choose in life, and the main test that a human being experiences in this world. Sheyagbir koyach ha-moshech al koyach ha-machriach, to be able to strengthen the koyach ha-moshech, the soul, the religious connection, to make it so strong where it gains complete control over the body, the koyach hamachriach, at sheyavoy Hashem yisborach b'shnei hakoyach hazdaika, whereby he's serving Hashem with both energies, with yetzer tov and yetzer hara. Meaning, for example, a person who used to spend a couple of hours a day doing things either chasron that are against the Torah, literally sinful things, or even not sinful things, bodybuilding, things like that, you know, working for the body, time devoted only for the body, whether it's a relaxation or this or that, and the person comes close to Hashem, and the person starts stealing some of that time and that energy and that money that they were spending before purely only on the body, they're taking some of that, and bringing it into the Kedusha, using that money to buy holy books, to buy Sforim, to give Tzedakah, to do mitzvahs, things like that. They're not neglecting the body totally, because then the person's going to die. There's this tremendous chokhmah. This is not simple. A person needs tremendous knowledge of Torah and guidance to know how to do this correctly. But on a big picture, this what we're trying to achieve is that they're not opposite each other. They're not pulling in opposite directions, but rather the soul and body are working together with the soul in charge. The soul understands that there are certain things that the body must have. No problem. Here you go. Lahavdil, we feed the horses. Person wants to go on a trip. He's got to feed the horse. He doesn't say, "What? I should give him." I got to eat. I don't want him to eat. You don't want him to eat. He ain't gonna pull the wagon. You're gonna have to get out and pull the wagon. So we have to give the horse to eat. We have to put gas into the car. That's not wasting money. That's said the car should be able to take me. If I want to walk that distance, if I want to walk from Yerushalayim to Meron, it'll take me a couple of weeks. And if I put gas into the car, if I pay $100 to fill up a full tank of gas and I put it in the car, I'll be there in 3 hours, I have hours there, come back, and everything's nice. I'm not exhausted, I'm not sunburned and everything. That's not thrown out money. Ki ein kiyum l'koyach ha-moyshech, ki im al yidei ha-koyach ha-machriach. Because the koyach ha-moyshech cannot fulfill its needs without the koyach ha-machriach. The soul cannot put on tefillin, do mitzvahs, without the body. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 49 in the second half of Likutim Ram, Shehu toiva gedoyla mashayesh yetzahara ladam, that it's a tremendous benefit to a Jew that we have a yetzahara, ki ikar shleimus avoido alidei ze daika, because real serving Hashem is only when you have a Yetzirah and you have a Yetzer Tov, and the Yetzirah has its whole list of what it wants to do, and you're able to take the Yetzirah and turn him around and bring him, put him on the plan, make him work for you. Take the energy of the Yetzirah and use that for doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. Hainu kanal, as we discussed earlier. With this, Rav Nosson Zal concludes this halacha dalet. Halacha hey, Hilchas Cheskas Metaltelin, Halacha hey. Once again, Rav Nosson Zal bases it on this concept in Shulchan Aruch, Kol mashu biyad ha'adam, hu bechazoko shu shaloi. Anything that a person has in his hands or in his possession, we assume that it belongs to them. And if somebody feels differently, the burden of proof is going to be on the other person to prove that it's not the one in whose possession it is. Rav Nosson Zal bases this halacha on chapter 42 in the first part of Likutei Moran. Ki isa besimen mem beis, Rabbeinu Zal writes there, shetzrichin lahamin b'chachomim amitiyim, that a Jew has to have faith in true rabbis, in true tzaddikim, shekol dibureihem u'maaseihem einam pshutim. That whenever they say something, or whenever they do something, it's not simple. There's depth to it. There's more than what meets the eye. Elo yesh bohem rozen. There are secrets in what these tzaddikim do. V'yidei zeh mamtikin kol hadinim. And when a person is zecher to have that level of faith in tzaddikim, that he knows, even though he's got a nose just like I do, and he's got two ears, and he's got hair, and he eats, and he sleeps, different world. He's a completely different world in me. When I watch him doing things, I know that it's very likely that there's more than what meets the eye. And if I learn more, and if I, sometimes I'll get to find out, I'll get to see things behind what he's doing that I never imagined. A tiny, tiny example. Person's walking in the street, and there's women coming towards them. And there's a few women, and there's a situation where a person cannot, the only way to walk is going to involve passing through two women, which the Shulchan Aruch says is a problem. Person should try to avoid walking between two women, sitting between two women, walking between two women. On the other hand, he's in such a situation where if he does something extraordinary, he's going to insult somebody possibly. So there is an etzah that the rabbis give that if a person is in that kind of situation, they should hold on to something of holiness, an object of holiness. For example, a person's peah. A person takes hold of his peah. In an instant, nobody has to know he's doing. He just holds his peah as he passes through. And that's a protection. That's a shmirah that this walking between the two women shouldn't harm him in a situation where he doesn't have another choice, that kind of thing. Now here again, a person sees, a guy puts his hand over here, well, he's scratching his head, who knows? He has fleas or lice or he's got chalent in his hair that he's trying to get out. And they don't know that this is halacha or this is something deeper, a spiritual thing that's being performed in order to serve as a shmirah from being harmed by this thing. And again, there are millions of examples on all kinds of levels where Talmidei Chachamim, and especially Tzadikim, every move that they make, every word that comes out of their mouth, has something meaningful. It's brought that when Rav Nosson Zal first came to Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbeinu Zal told three stories. Rav Nosson Zal came together with his close friend Rav Naftali and possibly one or two other people, and Rabbeinu Zal told them three stories which were going to serve as an introduction to their whole connection to him. One of the stories involved the Balatanya, that the Balatanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, had a student who listened to a shir that the Balatanya gave, and for the next 8 years, he expounded Torah based on that one shir. He was able to develop it and extend it out and bring forth new revelations of Torah for 8 years based on that one shir. And Rabbeinu Zal was telling this. He wanted Rav Nosson Zal to hear this, to know that the Torah of a tzaddik is something that multiplies. In fact, there's a famous statement from the Baal Shem Tov on Pirkei Avos. There's a mission in Pirkei Avos where it says that a person who learns something from a rabbi has to call him his Rebbe. And the Gemara says, we learn this out from a Kal V'chomer. That imagine if in the case of David HaMelech and Achitofel, where all he learned from him was two things, and he called him Rebbe Alufim Yidoi, how much more so if a person learns something from his rabbi, how much more? So everybody says, hold on a second, one plus one, I don't get it. They're trying to teach us that if you learn one thing from your rabbi, you have to call him your Rebbe. And the proof that they bring is from the fact that David HaMelech learned only two things from Achitofel. So the Baal Shem Tov explains there's the only word there. That Achitofel, the Gemara shows us, had problems, major problems in his Yiddishkeit at one point. At one point he was very knowledgeable, but he went south, he went off track. So therefore his Torah was not paravarava. His Torah did not multiply, it didn't increase, it didn't produce new product. That's why the Mishnah uses the wording that David HaMelech learned from Achitofel only two things, meaning that the two things he learned were that was it and nothing, they didn't produce anything further. Just like the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Lashon Kodesh is different from all other languages. Every other language in the world is one syllable. The letters, I want A, B, C, A, in Spanish, in French, whatever it is. In Lashon Kodesh, every letter is Pora Varova. It has a Aleph. Because you write it as a single letter, but you pronounce it as an entire word, a complete word, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, that it's Pora Varova. The Zohar HaKadosh says, the Sitra Achra is sterile. It doesn't produce. It's not productive. It stops there. The buck stops there. The Kedusha is always multiplying, producing, that kind of thing. So we see it in the letters and we see it in the Torah, that the Torah of Tzadikim, Rav Nosson Zal, was able to write 4,000 pages of Likutei Halachos on 300 pages of Likutei Maran. And this is like a drop in the bucket. If he could have, he would have written another 40,000 pages. That's how much the Torah of the Tzadik multiplies. That was one story. Then Rabbeinu Zal told them another story. We'll say it briefly because it'll take too much time, where he told about a student who came to his Rebbe, and as was his custom, when he was spend some time by his Rebbe, and when he was getting ready to leave his Rebbe, he went to say goodbye. And the Rebbe did not say goodbye. The Rebbe did not give any indication that it was okay for the student to leave. So he stayed. Stayed a day, two, a week, a month, stayed, and he tried once or twice again, and each time the Rebbe didn't. At one point, the Rebbe passed away, and the student said, okay, now I can go home. He went home and passed away shortly afterwards. And Rabbeinu Zal was saying this to know again, that the fact that the rabbi didn't say goodbye wasn't because he forgot or anything like that. He understood that this student's life was dependent on him not going home. And for whatever reason, he couldn't tell it to him. He couldn't reveal it to him. But he hinted it to him in this manner by not saying, usually it was very normal, goodbye, have a good trip, would wish him well. And this time he didn't. The student had to understand that this is a tzaddik. If he's not releasing me, I ain't going. I ain't going. That kind of thing. And Rabbeinu Zal wanted to make Rav Nosson Zal aware that everything he's going to see and hear, he should watch very carefully. Nothing is stam. Kemoy Shekosuv, as it's now, Rabbeinu Zal over there in the Likutei Maran quotes the Zohar HaKadosh in Pinchas, where the Zohar HaKadosh says, Mi she'oivdoihi la'afshoto mishchinto levushin de kadronisa, a person whose work involves stripping from the Shekhinah, Levushin de Kadronisa, it's dark clothing, the Pashtin, which is very cheap and very simple, Ula Albosha, and to dress the Shekhinah, Bilevushin de Nehirin, with garments that shine brightly, the Rosen Doiraisa of the secrets of Torah, the Oyer, Roz Iskaria, because the Zohar HaKadosh says the word Oyer, which means light, is the same gematria as the word Roz, secrets. So those people who are privileged to study secrets of Torah, and by doing that, they elevate the Shekhinah in an incredible way. Lahavdil, as if we were talking about a woman who's dressed in some cheap clothes, and somebody comes along and says, get rid of that, take that off. I'm going to give you something to wear. And they go buy something that costs $1,000, $10,000, and they say, put this on. The Zohar HaKadosh compares people who study secrets of Torah properly, that this is what they perform for the Shekhinah Kedosha. They remove the cheap garments, the minimal light, the darkness from the Shekhinah, and replace it with real bright light, garments that shine brightly. Kedain, Ure'isiho lizkoyo bris oilam. And about this, Hashem says, I will see her and I will remember the eternal covenant that I made. This refers to the mabul, that when Hashem got angry, when things were terrible, the world was at its worst, Hashem decided to destroy the world with a flood. And then afterwards, when Noach came out of the ark and he was mispalel and everything, Hashem said the famous two words, never again. We're not going to do this anymore. No more floods. However, Hashem said, if the world ever gets to such a place, as bad as it is now, I will put my rainbow in the sky, the rainbow, which has these beautiful colors to it, these gorgeous colors, and that'll be an indication, urisiho, I'll look at it to remember the covenant that I made, the promise that I made, not to destroy the world. So again, the rainbow represents these beautiful colors, which those that are involved in secrets of Torah, they dress the Shekhinah Kedoshah in these beautiful colors, this beautiful light. Shezehu Iker Bitul Vahamtokas Kol Hadinim. This is an example of nullifying and sweetening all kinds of harsh judgments. Ayin Shom B'Simen Anal. Take a look in that chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 42, Al Posuk, which is based on a Posuk, Vayar Batsar Lohem. Hashem saw when they were in their constriction, B'Shomoy Esrinosom, when he heard their song. Mashekosa Bitchila, take a look at what Rabbein Zal writes over there in the beginning, Be'inyin Hanegina, regarding the powerful effects of song, the right kind of song. V'achar kach kosav, afterwards Rabbein Zal writes, Shaydeze she'oisin levush noe latzadik, that by a person going and preparing a beautiful garment for a tzaddik, Mamtikin Hadinim, that also sweetens the Midas Hadin. That has the power to eliminate decrees, harsh decrees. V'chein, and Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there, V'chein al yidei emunas chachamim, and so too by a person achieving real faith in tzaddikim, shemamin shekol diboreim maseim enim shutim, where he believes that all the words and actions of tzaddikim are not simple, but rather they have secrets to them. Again, pshutim, poshut means simple. The person looks at the tzaddik and he knows that his words and actions are not poshut, but rather their secrets, their rosin, secrets. Through this, he removes from the shechina its simple garments and replaces it with garments of oil, bright light. V'haklal, Rav Nosson Zal says now, to summarize a little what it says there, ki hatzadik hu bechinas keshes, the tzadik is compared to the rainbow. It's called keshes habris. The bracha that we make when we see a rainbow is zoicher habris, and bris is always associated with the tzadik. The mid of tzadik is yesoid. Bechinas hashchina, the tzaddik also represents the Shechina, because the Shechina rests. The Vilna Gaon writes that from the time of the Churban, that when we had a Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina was in the Beis HaMikdash. Now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, who is the Beis HaMikdash? The tzaddikim, the Talmidei Chachamim. They are the Beis HaMikdash. The Shechina rests upon them, like it rested on Moshe Rabbeinu, on the Nevi'im. Therefore, when a person makes a beautiful garment for a tzaddik, and so too by a person believing in a tzaddik, through that he removes from the shechina, mebechinas keshes, the shechina is compared to the rainbow, he removes from it levushin de kadronisa, the dark garments, Shehem Bechinas Pashtin, which are referred to as very simple garments, Umalbishin Oisa Belevushin Denehirin, and he dresses the Shekhinah in garments of bright light, Shehem Bechinas Rosen, which are these secrets. Shaiteze Nis Oirin Rachmav Yisborach Levatel Kol Hadinim Yisrael. And this activates Hashem's kindness that Hashem should eliminate, nullify all decrees against the Jewish people. Bibichinas, as it says, Ureisiha, I will see her. Who's the her? I will see the Shechina. Lizkor bris oilam, and I'll remember the covenant that I made not to destroy, not to harm. V'chulu, etc. Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 42 on Likutei Moran. Umashekos of Shamoid, and additional things that Rabbeinu Zal writes over there. Sheze bechinas hatekiyos, that this is also tied into the blowing of the shofar that we do on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and even the days of Elul, where we blow tekiya, shvarim, trua. Tekiya and trua both begin with the letter tav. So we differentiate by them by referring to the Tekiah by its second letter. The Tekiah is represented by a Kuf, the Shvarim is a Shin, and the True is a Tuf. So it's the word Keshes. Keshes, which means rainbow, is the Rosh Tevas that's used for Tekiah Shvarim Trua. Shesimonam Keshes, the Zohar HaKadosh says this, Shehem Bechinas Tlas Gavnen de Keshes, because these three sounds of the shofar correspond to the three colors of the rainbow, Bechinas Ha'ovois, which correspond to Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov. Vezeu Bechinas, and this is also what the Pasuk says, Vohoyo Shakai Bitzorecho, that Hashem will be there in your tight moments, when you're in a tight spot, when you're in a mokim tsar, Hashem will be there for you. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Shin, that the word Shakai, he splits up into two parts. Shin, Bechinas Tlas Avon. The letter Shin represents the three forefathers of the Jews, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov. Yud Dalid, Heim Bechinas Yud Dalid Oisiois, Shel Hashem, Elokeinu Hashem. The Yud Dalit of Shakai represents the 14 letters in the three names of Hashem that are in the Shema. We say Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem. There's 14 letters there. Shehem Roshei Tevois, Avraham, Yitzchok, Yaakov. And the first letters of those three names of Hashem, Yud, Aleph, Yud, are the same as the first letters of Avraham, Yitzchok, Yaakov. Shehem Bechinas Tlas Gavnen de Keshes. They represent the three colors of the rainbow. Shehem Bechinas Levushin de Nehirin, which are referred to as garments of light. Shaydeze Uri Siha. And when Hashem sees those garments of light, he remembers his promise not to destroy. That's what eliminates harsh decrees. Bechinas Bitul Kol Hadinim Yisrael. This serves to remove all harsh judgments from the Jewish people. Ayin Shom. Look over there in Torah Mem Beis, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this. Paragraph Beis. We'll try to do part of it. Ki beinyin ze shelamunas chachomim anal tolui kiyum kol hatoira kula. Because regarding this topic of faith in tzaddikim, the fulfillment of the entire Torah depends on that. Ki yefsher liskois lekiyum haTorah, because it is impossible to achieve fulfillment of the Torah. Ulahakir es haboyrei sporach, and to achieve recognition of Hashem, ki im al yedei emunas chachamim, without having true faith in tzaddikim. Shehem hatzaddikim amitim. We're referring here to the true tzaddikim. So again, the word chachamim and tzaddikim is being used here interchangeably. We're referring here to the true tzaddikim. Shekvar shibru es yitzram legamri, who have already succeeded in destroying their evil inclination completely. At shezochu lahasig rozei oilam, to the point where they're zeicha to know secrets, the secrets of the world. Lehovin ulahasig es kol hamaisa shanas etach sashomesh, to know exactly what's going on in this world. They know and understand everything that's going on in this world. Ki be'emes kol ha'oilam umaloyoi meleo rozin v'soidois noirois v'nizkovois moi. Because the truth is that the entire world is full of incredible secrets, awesome, awesome secrets. Vafilu mi she'enoi tzadik, and even a person who's not a tzadik, rak hu bardas amiti, but at least he's really intelligent. Umamin behoemes, and he believes in the truth. He believes in Hashem, he believes in the Torah. Yucha lehovin meirochoik, Niflois Haboyrei Venoirosov, can understand from the distance the awesome wonders of Hashem, Shehem Maleim Kol Olam, which fill the entire world. Ki bechol habria beklolius ubeprotius, because throughout the entire creation, on a global level, and each and every detail in creation, you look at a butterfly, you look at a leaf of a plant, ubechol ma shenasa bechol yoyim, and in everything that's taking place on a daily basis, the infinite changes that go on in the world on a daily basis, each child grow, how things are growing and developing and getting worn out on all levels. Bekulam yesh chachma amuka v'nefloa. In all of this, there is incredible deep wisdom. Kama shekosav, as the pasuk says, kulam bechachma sisa, that Hashem created everything with tremendous wisdom. Dahainu chachmas ha-toira, which is the wisdom of the Torah, shehi ikar ha-chachma. That's the real wisdom. Nimtza, we see, therefore, sheyesh b'chol dovor chochmos ha-Torah k'doshah, that in everything in this world, in every rock, in every plant, in every bird, in every single thing in existence, there is the knowledge, the wisdom of the Holy Torah. V'ha-Torah meleya rozin v'rozin derozin ad eid keitz. And the Torah is full of secrets and deeper secrets ad infinitum. And the Torah is hidden in everything in the world. The Gemara gives an example. The Gemara says in one place, had Hashem not given us the Torah, we could have learned certain aspects of the Torah from different places. We could have learned tznius from a cat. You watch the way a cat conducts itself. When a cat has to relieve itself, when it does something, it goes into, you'll never see it doing it in public. A cat has this mid of tznius, this reservedness. So we see again that Hashem has placed the chochmas of the Torah in every single thing in creation. Al kein bevadai bechol dover sheboilam bechlalu beprat yesh bohem rozin nizgovin ma'oid ma'oid. Therefore, in every single thing in the world, on a general level, in every country, in every city, in every species, ubifrat, and in every detail, there are these incredible, awesome secrets. Valze hispale David. And about this, David HaMelech expressed his wonderment. V'omar, he said, Magodlu masecho Hashem. Hashem, your actions are so great. Ma'oid omkumach shevoisecho. Your thoughts are so deep. Uchsiv, and it says another pasuk, Morabu masecho Hashem kulam b'chochma sisa. That everything Hashem made, He made with chochma. V'ikr hakavono al chochma is ha-toira. And when we say that Hashem created the world with chochma, all of this, what chochma are we talking about? Biology? Zoology? No. We're talking especially about the chochma of the Torah, shemaleya rozni loin, which is packed with incredible secrets and incredible depth. Loy kemoy shetoyin hamechakrim, not like the scientists make a mistake. Shenemar chas v'sholom al chochmoy seyem, where they think that those psukim where it says kulam b'chochmoy sisa is talking about secular, nothing to do with religion. Theology is something else, and chochma refers to the sciences and math. That's called chochma. Ki be'emes, because the truth is gam besoich kol hachochmois yesh pnimius upnimius the pnimius. In all wisdoms, including chemistry and physics, in all wisdoms, there is a pnimius to it. There's a depth, a spirituality in it. There's a spiritual depth to it. Upnimius the pnimius, and even further levels of spiritual depth. V'alkein nikroim chochmoiseyem, afilu ma shemasigim lefomim ezemes, hakoil nikro chochmois chitzoinius. And Rav Nosson Zal says it's for this reason that all secular wisdom, even those secular wisdoms which have some truth to them, they're all referred to chochmois chitzoinius, external chochmois. What? Kemoy lemoshel, for example, kishemasig b'chochmosoi she'olam hu kaduri. When a scientist discovers using their instruments and everything that the earth, the world is round. Oi Teva ho'avir shemispashet u'boireach ha'idei choyim ho'esh. Or a scientist discovers through testing and everything the nature of air, that air expands and explodes through fire, through heat. When you heat it up, when you heat up air, the air will expand, and burst, like it can push a bullet out of the chamber of a gun through an explosion, through a spark. Ukiyotze baze, or other things like this. Eino imase kiyim hadovar kemoy shehu. The scientist discovers the physical discovery. He knows that A plus B, that if you put this together with this, it will result in this. You take hydrogen and oxygen, two gases, and put them together in the proper formula, it's going to form water. So he sees the physical results. As the scientist discovers this truth, that the air runs and expands from fire, and a scientist seeing this, this gives him the ability to create to make machines or guns that are going to work on these principles. A piston of a car that's going to move up and down, all of these different things. But the reasoning behind it, why? Why does fire have that property? Why? Why was that characteristic put into air? That air responds to heat this way? That is something that they have no knowledge about at all. Kitame hateva nela mikol hachachomim. Because the whys behind why nature works a certain way, why is it natural for the... that they don't know. And it's for this reason that their wisdoms are referred to in the Gemara as external wisdoms. Ki bipnimius ein yoidim dovor. Because in terms of what's going on inside, what's the inside story, that they don't know. Umeroiv to'usam heim roitzim lahatoises habriois. And as a result of all of their mistakes and their lack of knowledge, they try to fool people and trick people. Ki'ilu gam kol soidois hakabola hakdoisha klula b'chochmoisem hachitzoinis hamutes alpiroiv kaidulam batsman. As if to say that all the secrets of Kabbalah and everything are hidden in the secular wisdoms, in chemistry and by in these things, in their mistaken chochmois. As they know some of the mistakes that they've made and they have in their shadayin lo hisigu shum dovor bebirur, where we know that scientists have not yet really gotten to understand anything with real clarity, ki im chokhmas handosa vahamispar, other than two types of knowledge, handosa, engineering architecture, and mispar, mathematics. That, those things, they've gotten right. They get right most of the time. Kemuva b'makom acher, as Rabbi Nosson will discuss in another place. V'chasher heim bi'atzmo mukhrochem lohoides al ze. As they must admit to this, that when it comes to all other wisdoms, all other scientists, they don't know anything. There's so much they don't know, and they have no explanation for them. Oy letoyim kwele. Woe is to people who are so mistaken to think that the secrets of Kabbalah are found in their knowledge. Ve'ein tzrichin listor shtusim koela. We don't have to debate. We don't have to try to disprove their nonsense. Shehem keneged emunas Yisrael, which is in opposition to Jewish faith, to religious faith. We'll hold it over here for now. Ki onu ma'aminim.